Back here on Giants.com, today's Giants Insider is Jason LaCanfora of CBS Sports. Jason, thanks for taking the time. Sure. And, you know, a lot of stuff going on this week besides the combine, this free agency, and so many names, beginning with that whole quarterback carousel, seems to really be the thing that's stirring this whole pot.
Yeah, it is. The teams that have quarterbacks are sitting pretty, and the teams that don't have them or have to, you have to by hook or by crook find one, and that means exploring the trade market, which now you're talking about Romo, you're talking about Garoppolo, maybe you're talking about Cutler, and then free agency, which would be Mike Glennon, you know, would probably be the guy who's going to get paid the most and get a chance to start somewhere else. Other than that, it's kind of, it's Brian Hoyer, you know, Matt Castle types, guys who will be a placeholder for a short period of time, but no one who's going to get big money.
Now, the quarterbacks are the big fish all the time in free agency, but for Giants fans, JPP and Jonathan Hankins are even bigger fish. Thoughts on how this is going to play out for those guys?
Playing on the franchise tag is not what JPP wants to hear, and he obviously has been down that road before, and that offseason certainly didn't go the way he would have liked. So they got what this does is buy you till July 15th to get something done. I didn't think he'd get tagged. Just because he's been tagged before and at his age and given the hand and all that, that, you know, I thought maybe he'd have to go out there, test the waters, and then possibly come back. But it just goes to show you there's no pass rush out there. I mean, there just isn't. Anybody who could remotely rush the passer other than Nick Perry got tagged. When you've got pass rush, you can't let it go. And I think it's huge. When you have two, you're really set. And so it would have been sad to get Olivier Vernon and then lose JPP. So that's a distinct advantage. I mean, and that defense in one offseason went from being, what the heck is it, to a real pillar of strength.
Law of supply and demand, always a big factor.
Yes.
Final thought, the Giants, first-round pick, they get up to the podium. What do you think?
I have no idea. Obviously, so much will happen between now and the draft. I mean, I just think in vague generalities, they want to keep building that offensive line, right? I mean, I think it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, you know, a tackle could make some sense for them. This isn't the greatest offensive line draft in the world. But really the good thing for the Giants now is because they filled so many immediate needs last year in free agency and it actually worked, whereas a lot of times it doesn't, they're back in a position of Jerry can find the best player available. I don't have to have a corner. I don't have to have a pass rusher. I don't have to have a tackle. All things being equal, offensive line maybe is a safe bet.
One guarantee, they won't be drafting either one of us.
No. Boy, they'll get fired if they do.
That's today's Giants Insider.